Hello, hello, hello again. This is your boy, Mr. Luke Brooks, coming back to you again with another edition of Passive Income. I want to thank everyone who has been listening for quite some time. I want to congratulate those people for listening because they decided to make a change in their life, decided that they wanted to make money. They wanted to make money without trading in their time for that money. They decided to have financial freedom. They decided that it has to be a better way to making money without dealing with the headache of stresses of bosses, dealing with stresses of finances, dealing with all these credit card bills. It has to be a better way to accomplish everything and have the least amount of stress. Now, if you haven't already, please like and subscribe to this channel on YouTube. Wherever you may be, I'm on YouTube. And the reason why I say wherever you may be is because I have multiple streams that I run my podcast off of. And for me, I want to get the message out. I want you to understand that this is a real thing and this is what I believe. I have no doubts about this. And that's going to talk about our show today, actually. If you haven't already, again, please like and subscribe. That's the first thing you need to do. Tell your friends about this who are similar to what you're trying to do. You know, it's going to really open your mind. And you're going to see about that, definitely, on this episode. So, guys, today I want to talk to you about removing doubts from your mind. You know, the law of attraction, I talked about that on a previous show. Just talking about the law of attraction, how you got to manifest these things. But one part of the process is that you have to understand that when you want something, you have to do more than just want. I talked about that. It's not going to fall in your lap. And additionally, you can't have any doubts. I knew a person that had a lot of doubts. That they wanted to do something, they wanted to be enrolled with a program, and you know, they would say, I'm going to join this program, but I might not get in. And you see how that balances out, you canceling out what you want to manifest. And I thought manifestation was just kind of like some stuff that people make up, you know. I'm thinking about bug infection and stuff like that, you know. And to me, understanding what I've been reading with the law of attraction, it has really, really opened up my mind. The thing that you have to do is make a declaration to yourself that you're going to be doing this. That you have to sit down and have a heart-to-heart with yourself. Get yourself away from influences, whether it's friends, nightlife, any distractions that's going to stop you from really focusing on you. A lot of people get scared of hearing this, I gotta be by myself, because a lot of people don't like being by themselves. But for me, during my time in Panama City, I had a lot of time by myself, just being by myself and just focusing on what I needed to do and what I needed to accomplish. I had a lot of things that really, really opened my mind to some things, and now I have that time again. It's not a long time. But I have that time again where I can focus and really, really put my energy towards what I want to desire. And you can too, guys. A lot of you do have a lot of time. A lot of you are not working. A lot of you are fed up. A lot of you are just going stir crazy, cabin fever. And I'm telling you right now, you got to dig deep. Don't go off of what you see off of CNN. Don't go off what you see off of other news outlets or whatever. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about what you want to have as the long-term goal in your life. More importantly, you know, life is precious, right? With the stuff going on now, you don't know what's going to happen, so you got to use your time wisely. What I'm telling you is that the greater that you put out your manifestation, the deeper that you have to remove those doubts, those fears from your heart. You have to remove those fears. Now, it might sound easy to some people, it might sound difficult, but the problem is it's not difficult at all. The problem is that we have been placed with limited thoughts, limitations on us, not by our own whim necessarily, but by what people are telling us. You know, have you ever had that feeling? And I told you before about my past, but have you ever had that feeling where you say you wanted to do something and you had a family member say, hey, I don't think that's gonna work, you wasting some time, and then you had that feeling that maybe they right? That's that doubt seeping in. And I tell people who know me, keep your negativity away from me. I don't want any negativity being around me, because that is like a disease. That's worse than the virus now. When people put doubt in your head, it can seep in unless you have a strong will. You have to have your will to be strong. And for you entrepreneurs out there, you have to have the strongest will, because this is the time that you're going to be tried. This is going to be the time that you're going to be tried, and you're not going to be able to just go around and be like, well, I don't know what happened. That is out of your vocabulary. Those negative words are out of your vocabulary. As an entrepreneur, as someone who's looking to really, really capitalize on what they need to have happen, you have to let those desires pour through. You must talk about first the things that you don't want in your life, the things that you want to have removed out of your life, and talk about the things that you do want in your life. You need to make a list. You need to make your list about 50 to 100 items on your list. And it may take you a couple of days, a few weeks, or whatever. Of course, it could take you a couple of hours, but build upon that list. And you know, the things that piss you off, it might be your boss at work. You can write that down. Tired of being yelled at work. Then what would you want to have? That's the next thing. What would you want to have? To be in a work-free environment, or to get rid of my boss, to fire my boss, to be my own boss, whatever. Then you make your statement. You write out your statement of what you want to have. You want to have in your life as a desire statement, saying, hey, these are the things that I'm looking to have. I want to give attention to my desires. It's a proclamation with yourself. It's not with anyone else. It's not something that you want to broadcast. This is for you to go back and look. To go back and look at it often. Just like I told you about the $100,000 I'm going to be making before the end of the year. It's a proclamation that you make with yourself. Now, I say my $100,000 because I want to tell you that's what I proceed on doing. I'm not going to put any more doubt in my head, because what's the reason for the doubt? Why? Who said you can't do it? There's a lot of people out here who make a lot of money who don't even have a master's degree and make more money than me, right? So if they can do it, why can't you do it? Don't say, well, it's on the family, this and that. Put those doubts out your mind. Stop making excuses. Anything's possible. You have to manifest it, right? So you have to put this into works. And this is basic 101. You got to have belief in yourself, because you can build the greatest funnel and no one comes through, right? And then you start doubting yourself. And then that energy goes out. That energy goes out into the universe. And then you keep getting negative stuff. I'm wasting money. I'm losing time. My staff is stupid. Things like that. You need to go back and look at what you're doing to get your inner circle together, as far as what can I do to manifest this, right? Are you having doubts inside your head? Are you doubting that you can allow this to happen? Because the thing is, like my advisor told me, she's saying, I'm fighting. I'm like, what are you talking about? I can't let these people talk crazy about me. She said, that's the problem right there. You want to keep putting up with this mess. You want to keep dealing with this trouble. You need to learn how to let things go. And what that means is you got to let go of all the stuff that's holding you back. Yeah, it might have happened. You might have got fired. Yeah, you might have had a bad eval or whatever. Yeah. You might have had some trouble with your wife, things like that. But you got to let those things go. You got to allow what you really desire to come through. When you remove those negative incarnations that you may have, it's basically you're allowing, what you're allowing is the absence of negative vibration. That's doubt. That's what that is. When you let go of negative vibration, and I could tell you an example today too. You know, a guy was saying a little slick comment. You know, he talking, you know, he likes to talk a lot. And he say something to me, and I say something to my friend. Now, in my mind, after reading Law of Attraction, I knew what I could do. It was two options that I could have done. I could have sat there and discussed that dude out, you know, privately, whatever, would have just brought him more negativity. Because what's it to him? He's not my father. He's not the person who writes my work or anything like that. He's just a person. Or just let it go. Don't let no one take away your spirit. Don't let no one anger your heart. You must be able to perform for the level of goal that you want to have. You know, some of you may say, oh, what a relief. You know, maybe I can have this. Now, this feels possible. You know, those are impressions that you actually describe when you feel there's no more negativity vibration in your vicinity, in your heart. And when you do these things, you basically open yourself up to what you desire. So when you put your focus into it, now you can't sit there and say I'm gonna lose weight and you don't put your focus in going into the gym, right? Same thing with your online business. You can't sit there and say, well, I'm gonna get my online business and make $100,000 or whatever. You can't do that without putting some work into the effort. And you take all doubts. People ask you, do you think this is gonna work? Yes, it's gonna work 100%. No doubt. Don't say doubts. Don't put no reservations. Say, well, this don't work. I can always go back working at Sears Roebuck. No. No. You need to be able to say, this is me against the wall. And today, I'm not letting anything stop me. Nothing's going to stop me. I'm going to make this happen. And you focus on your goal. You focus on your goal and you remove that doubt from your heart. When you do that, you're able to go forward and manifest what you want to happen in life. And a lot of people don't like talking like that. A lot of people say, okay, that's mumbo jumbo, but I've seen it happen. I did it before. I did it many times. I tell you, the first time I bought my car, my own car, I seen Transformers. And you know where I'm going with this. The hottest car in that movie was Bumblebee. I sat there and told my friend, I am going to get that car. I didn't ask, man, I wish I could have that car, or I don't know what I'm going to do, how to get that car. That costs too much. I just told him right there, I'm getting that car. And he looked at me, like, he didn't say anything. He said, okay, that's a nice car. And I got that car. You know, when I told people, hey, I'm going to go work for the military, things like that. I made that proclamation. I didn't put no doubt in my head. I made it happen. I did it. And now I'm saying, hey, when I go through this program that I'm creating, I will be banking $100,000 net income with this system that I created. There's no doubt in my mind. No doubt. And you got to believe in yourself. You got to be strong. You got to be passionate about what you believe. Because when someone takes your dream and they throw it on the ground, a piece of you die, or all of you die. That's where you see a lot of people up here with attitudes, snarkling, pissed off, angry people. That's why the world is the way it is right now. You got a lot of people that's so angry, so pissed off. They're not working. They're protesting. They can't do anything. And I tell these people this. I tell you all who may be listening, there's a better way. If you ever thought of trying to get out of a situation where you have to rely on someone for a paycheck, you got to trade in your time. Now they say, we can't take your time because of this virus. This is the time now to act. You have to wake up and realize this. You need to see this. This is possible. You can make this possible if you focus and put your time into it. Don't let anyone tell you that you cannot. Allow the desire to come through. Allow it to come through because it's the best way. That's the power of it. When you allow yourself to manifest what you want to have in your life, no one can stop you. No one can stop you at all. If you put in a little bit of, you know, a strong desire with a little bit of doubt, it'll come through, but it'll come through slowly. But if you have strong desire and no doubts, all of it will come. You know, you're going to have a lot of people, for example, and this is how the example is, lottery. People get the lottery tickets all the time. Then it turns out, I die, I'm going to win. You put a strong desire, but a strong negativity. If you put that out there, of course you're not going to do it. You might say, well, I'm going to fail at this step. I know I failed the test. You put that out there, it's going to happen. It's kind of like someone saying they wish they were dead, and then it happens. You don't put yourself right there. Now, for that, like I told you, where does that doubt come from? That doubt comes from being around the wrong people, being around people at your workplace, you know, you have to remove that. You got to remove that vibration. And those people prevent you from attracting your desire. If you desire to be with someone or you desire to have a successful business, you have to get away from people who like to place doubts on you. You know, if you don't do that, it's going to happen. You know, I hate this phase where people say, I have to work hard to make money. No, you don't. People, you know, that's a limited belief right there. And we're going to talk about that in the next episode of Passive Income. Alright guys, I'll talk to you later. My name is Luke Brooks. Please do not forget to go down below in the description to join my group, to join my free Facebook mini course, to go ahead and look at the recommended books that I'm reading to help you get yourself set up for success, okay? I'll talk to you later guys. Take care. Bye-bye.